I gave my sixth graders this history lesson recently. When I was a kid in school, Christopher Columbus was a hero. He was all about discovering America and sailing the ocean blue in 1492. Now he's looked at as a guy who abused and exploited the Native Americans. So he kind of went from being one of our early protagonists to a bad guy in our country's history. One quiet boy looked thoughtful and raised his hand. How'd he do that after he was dead? Good question. Before I could answer, he asked, "Which one's the truth?" When I saw Oliver Stone's movie W, I had my own Which One's the Truth moment where people morph not so much in reality but in others' perceptions. The movie evoked compassion that had been sorely missing from my dismissive summarization of George W. Yes, I still think he's an arrogant warmonger, that his diction should have disqualified him from being the president of one of the most influential countries in the world. But now I have almost a soft spot for the man. Maybe the movie suggests his swagger is only covering up vulnerability and insecurity born of trying to please the daddy that favored his brother. When our president was shown on the toilet while asking advice of his wife, Laura, I was reminded that he is, as Tammy Wynette so famously stated, after all, just a man. During the Middle Ages, history simply meant story, and stories change over time. Only now they're changing in real time. Fox and MSNBC gave wildly different accounts of the same incident during the presidential campaign, along with precise film editing and carefully selected sound bites. Ronald Reagan remembered history that had taken place only in a movie. So media doesn't just reflect reality, they shape it. And my students' question, which one's the truth, is actually quite profound. Perhaps there is no truth, no actual reality, only the conglomerate of perceptions that each of us argue vehemently as the truth, put together like the eye of a fly. No one point of view is completely right or wrong, but a necessary part of the whole that is too large for any of us to see clearly. With a perspective, I'm Chris Voissard.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.